Welcome to the Middle Church Podcast, a multicultural, multi-ethnic, intergenerational movement of spirit and justice, powered by revolutionary love with room for everyone. No matter where you are, how you look, or who you love, we pray this podcast will help you on your journey. Here's this week's sermon.
This morning, we're doing a little mashup. I'm sure you all have noticed in your bulletins. And so our sermonic moment is an excerpt from an AAPIDA Heritage Month event entitled Disorientalism, which is a quarterly gathering of Asian American artists and community to uplift Asian voices with Broadway artist Ellis Gage, recording artists and Carnegie Hall violinist and vocalist Adriana Mateo, and with artist activist Kate Siahan Rigg. We welcome you.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so very much for welcoming us into your community, into your church. I'm Kate Siahan Rigg. I curate, host, and sort of make an event called Disorientalism all over the city, but particularly at Joe's Pub, the public theater, for Asian American Heritage Month, which is right now. And thank you. You know, I'm a little nervous because, you know, I like to proselytize from that stage, but it's a little different when we're here in community and talking about empathy and inclusion. It's hard for me to hold myself together because this I'm speaking for, you know, all communities because we all could benefit from more equity, inclusion, compassion, and empathy in this world right now. There's a lot of division. And, you know, those of us in community and in service and in the arts, we're very affected by all of these dissonant voices that are happening in the world, in our media, all around us. It's, you know, it's a challenge to stand up and be of service and speak on behalf of groups of people. But in particular for my community, the Asian American community, we are so blessed to have Middle Church as a partner this month to present our show because it has allowed us to invite students and artists who couldn't afford necessarily to go to a place like Joe's Pub to show up and uplift, amplify, and celebrate these Asian American voices. So it's our month, but also particularly after the pandemic, you know, we had a lot of stress in our community and a lot of division amongst, you know, lots of people in New York City. And so this show, Disorientalism, I originally conceived just for my own project, but it soon became a platform that I could show artists, Asian American artists, and Pacific Islander artists in New York City to a wider audience that they might not necessarily reach, or that, you know, all of the people in this thing are from Broadway and modern dance and rock and roll, so they do have audiences, but bringing them all together on one stage is a very powerful statement about what an American is, because one of the greatest sort of, I would say, prejudices against the Asian American community is that it's rooted in xenophobia, that we are foreigners in this country where we participate in culture and tax paying and celebration. And the roots of Orientalism, of course, come from a long time ago, but there was a guy called Edward Said who coined that term, Orientalism. And it's an entire book, but in a nutshell, it's objectifying people of the Eastern cultures, whatever, then that is a moving target in terms of how you define that. But when you objectify anybody, of course, through the tools of things like stereotypes, lampooning, making people their job, like a sushi chef or a laundry owner, you dehumanize them to the point that when there's a stressor, like a war or a coronavirus, a microaggression, like making fun of somebody because you have dehumanized them with an Orientalist bent, becomes a macroaggression, like pushing someone into the subway or lighting them on fire. So Disorientalism, I'm an artist, so the way that I can be of service is by uplifting voices of Asian American artists, putting them out into the the world, into the ether, onto the internet, onto the stages, so that people start to understand and build bridges of empathy between their voices and the general American discourse about race and representation and inclusion in America. So that's what our thing is. What better place than Middle Church to kick off Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month, and bringing to you two of the artists who have been on our stages before. Part of our deal at Disorientalism is to actually spend a moment introducing them. So I'm going to introduce Ellis first. This is Ellis Gage. Ellis is a rising star on the musical theater scene. He's been seen at the Public, Signature Theater, the York, the Huntington, and more. He was in the original cast of Graziella Danielle's James and the Giant Peach. He won an award for, what did you play in The King and I? Oh, very lovely. He was known as Seth Rudetsky's Big Belt Kid. What is that?
Kid with the Big Belt.
Right,
I sang
okay,
really loud.
Self-explanatory. And has also been on stage at the Met Opera. He recently came back from doing a world premiere musical at Goodspeed.
Goodspeed, yes.
Yes, and today Ellis is going to speak a little truth to power for our community to, again, uplift, amplify, and celebrate everybody's right to a good breakfast, everybody's right to participate in society equally, and everybody's right to be happy. Take it away, Ellis Gage.
What care I who make the laws of the nation? Let those who will take care of its rights and wrongs. What care I who cares for the world's affairs? As long as I can sing its popular song and make someone happy, make just one someone happy, make just one heart the heart you sing to. One smile that cheers you, one face that lights when it nears you, one love your everything to. Comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found them, your world around them. Make someone happy, make just one someone happy, and you will be happy too. Let me sing a funny song with crazy words that roll along. And if my song can start you laughing, I'm happy, happy, happy. Let me sing a sad refrain of broken hearts that loved in vain. And if my song can start you crying, I'm happy. Let me croon a low down blues to lift you out of your seat. If my song can reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charm, the Swanee shore, and mother's arms. And if my song can make you homesick, I'm happy. Just one someone happy. If my song can reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, then I have made someone happy. And that makes me very happy. A sad refrain, a funny song, a lullaby. You can't go wrong with love. That's the answer. Someone to love is the answer. If my song can make someone happy, make just one someone happy, make someone homesick, start someone laughing, start someone crying, I'm happy, and you will be happy.
We're gonna do one more. Can you hear me? We're gonna do one more thing. Plugging in right now behind me is a badass Disney princess and performance art violinist, singer-songwriter Adriana Mateo. Adriana has performed as a soloist at Carnegie Hall, opened for Alicia Keys, concert mastered on Broadway, sung her songs for more than 40,000 people at MCU Park, act on stage at the Met, and on HBO's Succession. She's going to accompany me right now in a little thing that we're going to do, and then later she'll be playing during your collection and offering. I tried to sanitize these lyrics a little bit because we are in a church, so I will try very hard not to slip. I'm a downtown artist, what can I tell you? So. See, it's highlighted the sections where I have to replace the words, okay? We're fighting oppression and prejudice, so, you know, sometimes it gets a little messy. Can you hit that video with sound for me, please?
Come on. Let's go. Let me hear that track.
I could still remember a time I was maybe 8 or 9. Turn on my TV for pictures of me, not much there to find. There was Sulu in syndication, representing my alien nation. And like Charlie Chan's number one son, eyes pulled back with a staple gun. Grasshopper, I saw, put the Asian in the Caucasian. But in 20 years, you can flip the script, you can flip the nip, you can flip the flip. Mulan's the symptom, seek no relief for a brand new kind of yellow fever achievers. In the Amerasian nation, here to solve east-west equations by emancipation. In the eyes of a young girl who put a new slant in the eyes of the world, representation, y'all. I feel you, Mulan, warrior bride who ride like a man. I feel you before me. I feel you before me. And I feel you, Lucy Liu, all slickified and slanty, someone's future, Chinese auntie, domination style to keep it real, a beguiling smile on Ally McBeal, then a 3-movie deal, then a doll by Hasbro, rolling past the network brass who glassy-eyed, say goodbye to the concubine empress, dragon of the past. Yo, this angel had sass, right, Charlie? Take something new and make it old. The APIs are breaking the mold. I'm sold on a brand new look for the season. Gave my rama reason with Lucy Liu and her pumped up shoes. She stepped into the model role. I feel you, Mulan, warrior bride who ride like a man. I feel you before me. I feel you before me. And I feel you, Lucy Liu, taking pride in your ride to the top of who's who. I feel you before me. I feel you before me. Hey, little baby with the cellophane skin. Nobody looks outside, they only look within. Do you feel me before you? Do you feel me before you? Hey, little baby with the see-through skin, only colors there are the colors within. Do you feel me before you? Do you feel me before you? Middle church. Do you feel me? Do you feel me? Do you feel me? Do you feel me? Happy AAPI Heritage Month. I hope we see some of you tomorrow at Joe's Pub.
Thanks for listening, friends. To learn more about Middle Church, visit middlechurch.org. You can help grow this movement of love and justice by rating us on Apple or Spotify and by sharing this episode with a friend or two. Send us an email at info@middlechurch.org if you have any questions or comments. We hope you'll come back next week. Bye for now.